What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back. It's Drake, B. Drake with Everything Culture, the podcast for all cultures, the podcast with a purpose. And we're back another morning, another afternoon, another evening where you're able to listen to us. And we have the pleasure introducing Mike. The only Mike. Mike from Mike D's Cuts.
What's happening?
Mike has been my barber here in Seattle since I've been here. Keeping the beard together and things, mm-hmm. You know, I absolutely appreciate this brother right here. You know, the relationship we have with barbers in our community is so strong, but good guy, knows what he's doing, been in his craft, but we're going to get to know more about Mike, okay? Because this is the makings of Mike with Everything Culture. Mike, how's it going, Mike?
Oh, man, it's going great.
Good.
No complaints.
Okay.
How about you?
See, look, this is how we start. See, this is how we start right there. I forgot I was even doing the show, man. I was about to get right into, boy, I'm moving. You know, we headed back to the H, man. You know, we may be in the H by the time y'all hear this. So, I'm good, though, man. I'm blessed. It's a lot of emotions going around, mm-hmm. You know. I don't be missing y'all. Missing you, you know.
Lying.
I'm honest, man. I got to keep it real. This is our grown community, and you've been part of my community here, and I want to say I greatly appreciate it. Get out, let them know off the grip. You feel me?
I appreciate you too, man.
So, man, I've seen a lot of growth in all of us, bro.
Come on.
And you know we have the most intimate conversations with our barbers, so, mm-hmm. You know, this is my guy, and we're going to get, I'm sharing him with y'all, so y'all are welcome, all right? But, Mike, this mm-hmm. is all about you, man. This is where I'm going to be asking you some questions,
yep.
You know, about your childhood, your upbringing, your background,
okay.
Your perspective, point of view.
Okay.
It's the making of Mike. There's no wrong answers here. Ain't nobody else can tell us about Mike better than Mike.
You get me canceled now.
Hey.
Before I get started.
You a good ass, man. Yeah. You're going to be fine, man. But it going to be, and like, any questions, if you want to skip over them, you're fine. If you're like, okay, you know what, take your time. This is your response at the end of the day.
All right, bet.
Bet. You have any questions before we get to your questions?
Nah.
Okay, all right. So, Mike,
mm-hmm.
How would you describe yourself?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Number one. Okay, okay.
How would I describe myself? I would say that all around solid individual, hardworking, caring. I like to listen. I'm definitely somebody that likes to listen before he speaks. When I speak, I want it to mean something and not fall on deaf ears. So I'm real decisive on what I say, how I say it, you know what I'm saying? And try to reach people in the right way. You know, I might not always say it the right way, but I got good intentions behind it. But I would say all around solid individual, definitely like giving and taking care of people. So yeah, that's what I would say.
Okay, okay, love it, love it, love it. So our next question, Mike, how would you describe your culture? Oh, what cultures
which
do you represent?
Which culture?
Yeah, what cultures do you represent? How about that?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, damn.
Nope, you good. Like I said,
what cultures? I would say, all right, as a barber, I represent the culture of the community, I would say. Of course, grooming people, making sure people look good. But also being that listening person, because some people don't always have somebody they could talk to. I feel like that's a big representation and part of the culture as far as, you know, like you said, intimate conversations you have with your barber. Some people don't have therapists, you know what I'm saying? So can't afford therapists. So they come, pay for their haircut, you get your therapy. Now, technically in this space, y'all really paying for therapy and not the haircut. You know, we can talk about that another time.
It's overall experience.
You know what I'm saying? There you go.
You pay for the experience.
The culture of barbering is, for me, is giving back to the community in whatever way that I can. So whether it's haircuts, whether it's the therapy, whether it's advice, just try to do and be what the people need. You know, that's what I would say.
Already, already. Love it, man.
Clippers or no Clippers? Now.
I'm going to hit you with one more.
Okay.
Where do you represent?
Where?
Where?
Oh, Seattle, Washington. Man.
Okay,
what you mean?
Okay. On, I didn't have
no
a
question
check.
About that. What?
Had a check. Okay.
Oh, yeah, they didn't know. No, yeah. Seattle, Washington, yes. South Seattle, you know, South End for the ones that are from here, you know, Rainier area.
Okay.
Skyway area, Renton area is the extended, you know, little latter part, but yeah, Seattle.
Let them know, you know, because you're going to have people all around the country and international listening to this, so you got to put on on, folks.
I forgot. You're right, yeah. Seattle, Washington, to be exact.
How y'all doing? Yeah, I'm talking to y'all. Did I just break the fourth wall or something? Leap. No. Because this would be the little stuff I edit out right here while the Clippers are going. I may not edit it out. I may just keep it mute and just, you know, put a little bit of this and a little of that in. Now, when you get to the news stations, you know, they may be a little different,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
You just
in
practice.
Like you said, preparation for the future.
Sharing your age with us.
33.
All right. Hey, the trade.
Ain't no shame in it.
Patrick Ewing and his thing. Okay. So, how would you define your childhood and upbringing?
Define in what way?
How would you tell the people? If you had to describe it to other people or define it, what would you say? What was it like?
Childhood coming up, very structured, very strict. Little leeway, not much, but made me who I am today. So that's where I got my foundation from and how I'm so, you know, on point with a lot of things. So, yeah.
I feel it.
Best way to put it.
Got any siblings?
Yeah, I got one little sister.
Little sister. Okay. So, what were the roles of your caregivers coming up?
Damn. Roles of the caregivers. Roles in what way? Like what you mean? Like, you talking about like gender roles, or you just talking about roles? Like,
what did they do? Like, when you had to describe your caregivers in a household, what was their role in that household?
My dad was an entrepreneur. Mom worked different corporate or 9-to-5 jobs, so everybody worked hard. They both cooked and cleaned, so I would say it was somewhat of a, you know, give and take, you know, sharing roles, doing different things.
Okay. What was your first sense of responsibility?
First sense of responsibility? My mom teaching me how to clean a bathroom.
Ooh.
You're going to learn how to clean this sink, boy. Then you're going to clean this tub and this toilet. That was the first sense of responsibility.
What age was it? Do you remember?
It was definitely like elementary, something, you know. Maybe 7, 8, something like that.
Okay.
So as soon as I was tall enough to get up there, and yeah, you're going to know how to. Well, I guess, technically, cleaning yourself. Technically.
You're going to take a shower.
This is how you take a shower, is when you take a shower. So I guess you want to do that. But like as far as contributing to the household, cleaning the bathroom.
Well, I'm glad you put hygiene, because like, I don't think anybody put that out, but I think that's very important.
That was the first thing. Yeah, my mama didn't play about that. You're going to be clean.
All right, that's
probably the first one.
Already. Man. So when we first sense of responsibility. So if you didn't do what moms and pops told you to do, how were you disciplined in the household?
You already know what happened. You got whooped.
Okay.
Ain't no question asked. You already know what it is.
Do you believe it was effective for you?
Was it effective? Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, them whoopers were nice.
Okay.
My parents is from the South. This is some different.
Different experience.
Yeah, different experience. Yeah.
All right. No, man.
Ain't no sit down. No, it's a, you got whooped, you got popped in the mouth.
hey, this is the makings of Mike, y'all. You know, ain't nobody can tell us better than Mike. Than who? Mike. So thank you for sharing yourself with us, Mike. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all for listening. So, Mike, mm-hmm. you talk about your first sense of responsibility. Mm-hmm. What was your first job? Basically, your first time you getting a check and the government taking taxes out your check.
I'm about to say, we had a couple jobs.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like,
getting a government check, working at Starbucks.
Starbucks. Okay, mm-hmm. okay. Yeah,
doing a barista and stuff. So that was my first government paycheck and all of that. Yep.
How long did you last at Starbucks?
That's a very good question. Can't really remember, but I think about maybe like 6 months.
That ain't bad. You remember how she was getting paid at that time?
$8.35. Whew. Yeah. That's real.
Man, you got me
for all these kids out here.
I was gonna tell them I was getting paid $5.15. That was my thing.
Yeah, see, we know. Ugh. Texas, Seattle.
Hey, straight up. No, I like, man. I would tell people when I realized like I couldn't do this much longer, when I realized one of my coworkers that was like twice my age was getting paid just 20 cents more than me.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah.
It get real fast.
Let me make some changes. Well, okay. So, what were and what are your beliefs?
Beliefs in general?
In general.
And what still is, I would say, is be your authentic self. Mm. Accept yourself, love yourself, be yourself at all times. You know, who's for you will be for you. Who's not, they won't be for you. So always give love, always give respect. Even though respect is earned, you still give a certain level of it.
Yeah.
I would say treat others how you want to be treated, but also you still have to, in turn, you know, being grown now, treat others how they want to be treated. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you kind of adjust that a little bit in some ways. You feel what I'm saying?
There's that equity right there.
Right. So, but yeah, just always do your best. You know, if you do it the right the first time, you ain't got to do it again the second or third time.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you want to hit the Clippers now, you can. I know they're making their process.
No, I'm here.
Who's been your biggest influence in life? Biggest influence in your life.
Influence in what way?
However way you want to take it.
Man, come on, bro.
Hey. Help me out here, man. That's how we do it. These are open. This is the makings of Mike, okay?
Biggest influence.
Bailey told me to ask hard questions.
Yeah, he definitely did. Biggest influence, I would say my mom. My mom, because I was just seeing her work as hard as she worked, you know, and take care of the house, us, my dad. So I would say my mom. I would say my mom.
Shout out to moms. Love that. Man, if you could recommend a book, a movie, and a television series, what would you recommend?
I forget the name of the author, but we probably look him up and you could probably put him below or something, but I would say the book is called Battle Cry.
Battle Cry.
Black man, black author. I could take a picture of it later so you can know who I'm talking about. But that's a great book. I recommend every man of any nationality read that. Movie? I would say good classic movie, I would go with The Wood.
Oh, okay, okay, classic. Okay.
Then what was the other two that you said?
What's your television series you recommend for folks?
Ooh. Television series, that's a cold one. Why this just popped in my head? Squid Games. But that's what I'm saying. Like, why did that just pop in my head? There's a few lessons in there.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Yeah, it's very unique. So,
yeah, I would say, yeah, Squid Games, because, yeah, I ain't like that ending. Right. But, you know.
And it's real, though. Mm-hmm. It's real, though. You know, how things go, how you get caught up in some things. Okay, so you got Battle Cry.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the book, yep.
The Wood.
Yep, movie, yep.
And Squid Games is a series.
TV show, yep.
All right, thank you. Man, let me hit you with one more.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
What has been an impactful moment in your life?
An impactful moment. Impactful moment. Dang, brother.
You say you've been ready.
Yeah, I thought I was. Impactful moment for me personally, or just
for you? What, this is the makings of Mike. Once again,
impactful moment. Okay, I'll just go with this. Since we're in the barbershop, the day or the week that I opened up the barbershop, seeing how happy people were for me, seeing what effect it had on people. And just the experience of servicing people in this space, how much more open they were.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, you see more people in their own, who they truly are in this private type space opposed to the regular barbershop. So I would say that was very impactful to me and felt like I was like, okay, I'm stepping in the right direction.
Mm. I love that. Love that. And I gotta say, like, I appreciate, I see, you know, regular barbershops that we have, you know, you have at least about 4 to 6 chairs, mm-hmm. if not more. Let's say if not more. Mm-hmm. And I remember when you opened this spot, you know, proud of you. Mm-hmm. See, and I'm telling you that. And, you know, usually it's us. It's not a lot of people in here. Even when we have, you know, 2 to 3 more in here, it's still a great conversation and space of, for us to collect with one another and engage in a positive way,
right.
And you created that, so thank you for that again.
Yeah, no problem.
So much love. But yes, okay, let's get to it. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I feel like I'm doing all right.
But one of my coworkers and partners, a previous guest, said, "What's up with you?" And that's my boy Paul Saley, man. He was like, "Man, you know,
I went to high school with him."
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, like small world, man. Yeah.
But is he doing the fitness training now?
He's fitness training, but he worked with Prince and I.
Okay, bet.
But he's still in fitness and everything. But that's, man, that's my guy.
Well, yeah, he's cool people. Yeah. Tell him I said what's up.
I sure will, man. I told him I was interviewing you today.
That's crazy. What you with me? This interview would definitely just feel natural.
That's the whole purpose of it. Mm-hmm.
I mean, both times I've been interviewed, it's definitely been like two people that I know and trust, so it makes it a lot easier than talking to a random, I would assume.
I'm here, I'm all right with the interviewing. So
yeah, you do all right. You do all right, you know what I'm saying?
So
just a little bit.
So I gotta ask this.
Talk to me.
What are your passions and how did you get into them?
Passions and how did I get into them? Music is definitely a passion. I got into that when I was a child. I can't remember really like what was that thing, but I remember, you know, having like a little drum pad, starting off there, moving up to doing a saxophone in elementary for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you got a different type of passion in music.
I was trying a little bit.
I thought you were talking about just listening, which you was a performer.
I was actually doing that then.
Okay.
Transition from that to drum set, then percussion, to doing like all kind of things in percussion. So yeah, started there. So music's a passion. Did a little bit of trying to be a producer younger. That's what I wanted to do. That was my first, you know, thing I wanted to do after high school. Did a little chopped and screwed DJing for a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Talk to me.
Okay. I did that a little bit. But this has always been a passion since I was, I would say, 9 years old, when the clippers first got put in my hands.
Wow.
Because my grandfather was a barber, so we used to get cut whenever we go to Louisiana, all in the back porch. And then it started from that. Every second Sunday, we had family dinner, so everybody would get cut in the garage or the laundry room, wherever, whoever's house we was at, wherever there was a space. So when I turned 9, Dad was like, here's these clippers, cut your little cousin. So this was like, all right, I'm gonna go work in a warehouse or something like that for 30 years and then go cut hair. And then, you know, then me and, you know, supervisor didn't get along. So I had to go ahead and pivot.
I understand.
It worked out for the best.
Wow. So, yeah. So it's in the family.
Yeah, it's in the family.
You started at 9?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you said you cut your cousin's hair first.
Mm-hmm. My little cousin.
How did you do?
Oh, you know I messed him up. Straight up. You know? Like, hey, he was a kid. You know, what are you going to do? He's good.
Go bald.
He ain't even going to school yet, so he's good, you know?
Okay, but so, look where we at now. So,
right.
As far as being a barber, I always call him, people ask why I go to the barber at times when I'm bald. I said, he's a beardologist.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
What is something that you love about being a barber, and what is something you would like to change about the profession of barbering?
I technically love everything about barbering. I love cutting hair. There's not a day that I don't wake up and I'm not happy to come and do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I like speaking with different people, learning from different people. I also feel like I'm giving and helping to other people. So mm-hmm. I can relate to the homeless person that might come in here, to the richest person that might come in here. And we all have different walks of life, but in my mind, it was what I tell my people is like, hey, we all human beings, bro.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna treat you no different. Everybody's a celebrity in my chair. Mm-hmm. So only difference between me, you, and the next man or the dude before you is what's in the bank account, bro. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, we all the same. So, yeah, I just love everything about barber.
But, you wouldn't change nothing?
As far as that goes.
Okay.
Yeah, some people might be mad at me about this, but I feel like changing worldwide in the industry, I would feel like changing would be helping people be more business-minded. Meaning, like, if you do appointments, bro, be on time.
Ooh, you're about to make me get out this chair.
Like, go ahead. Be there. Like, I understand, okay, your client before whoever, the 10 o'clock, right? Your 9:30 showed up a little late. All right, cool. But if you still in the bed, oh, I'm on my way, like, you know, respect people's time. So I would say as far as the structure of it, I would say if you do appointments, we do walk-ins, you already know how that get down. That's how everybody started, right? So,
yeah,
but if you do appointments, let's be business. Let's be on time. Let's respect everybody else's time. They gonna respect your time and go from there.
Y'all hear, hold on. This camera, y'all hear that? Take your time. Did y'all hear that? I'm headed back to Texas. You see that? You hear that? You make appointment, be on time, ready to cut. That's why I love this, bro.
Now, that's clients too. Don't be playing with it.
I'll it go both ways. You know, y'all seen that episode of Atlanta?
Yeah.
I've been there. Okay. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, y'all better stressful. Like, you come to Mike D's because you make your appointment, book ski.
Come on.
Find them. You know, I, you know, when they went, you know, all the barbers went up on their prices, you know. It's, but, you know, I said, you know what? I don't have that type of trouble with my guy Mike. He's always on time. If I come in, he usually waiting on me.
Come on.
You know, I'm
a stickler for time.
Yeah. I've been places like, man, whole hour and a half later.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, by the way.
You're welcome. Welcome.
Goodness.
You know, I changed my ways.
I support that change as well.
See, I used to be the guy that'd be like, oh, man, I got one, you know, I got one more.
Oh.
So I didn't change. I wasn't always this way.
Hey, but I appreciate
you.
Know?
But I've always been somewhat close on time, you know, so.
Man.
Yeah,
you know, I've interviewed other barbers before, and they're like, man, some y'all got the gift of gab. I'm like, y'all love run. This is different when a guy run game on you. I'm like, all right, come on,
right?
But yeah, man, we appreciate that.
Ain't
we appreciate
no thing.
That.
Ain't no thing.
Okay, ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Do y'all have to deal with that, Bailey? When you make an appointment at the beauty salon? It's worse? I don't believe it.
Because most people, women that be here, they don't own salons, so you're going to their house. Mm-hmm. It is like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're not really out chairs and salons or nothing like that. So it's like, it's horror story. So you gotta buy your hair,
you gotta
pay her, tip her, her kids are there, you gotta feed.
You ain't gonna feed the kids. I believe.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit, but you're all right. That's why I use that angle. You good?
A theme song, what would it be?
You definitely should have prepared me with that one, because I dang, a theme song. Like, what's the theme? What we doing? We coming into work, we going out. Like, what we doing, man?
I'm gonna give this to you. You have a theme song playlist. Give us some songs that represent you.
Songs that represent me? I don't know if they represent me, but
hey, if you had a sitcom all about songs? Mike, when you wake up in the morning, you making a move, what comes on?
Ooh, I don't know.
Hey, these are questions, man. Yeah, these are the questions.
That's real questions. Songs? Like, what's a dang, that's
we,
a good
we
question.
Can come back to
I would
it.
Say okay I would say a theme song not waking up to but I rock with Still On My Way by Blast. I rock with that one. I ain't got one yet, but eventually I'm gonna get one. Me and My Old School by Big Crit.
Yes, definitely gotta rock with that. Okay.
Yeah, we might have to come back to the other stuff.
No, it's fine. All right, well, hit them Clippers.
Diamonds in the back, sun rooftop, Biggie in the scene with the gangster lean, Ludacris.
But it's not the Ludacris, it's the original.
Oh, I don't know the original.
Oh!
Oh yeah, she knows. She an old school
fiend.
No,
it's a person before Curtis did it. Curtis redid it. Yeah.
You talking about Curtis who?
Mayfield.
Okay.
Curtis Mayfield bad too.
Yeah, I love Curtis.
You're good old school.
She.
Why do you think this is called the makings of you? You know, that's Curtis Mayfield.
She young,
song.
But she, you know, she, you know, she get a little old school. She, like, music department.
So he has a song called "The Makings of You," and he talking about you've heard it from Jay-Z and Kanye. Add a little sugar. There's enough talking about me. Oh, perfecto. See, this is where it comes from. Y'all got to thank Mike. Y'all don't have to thank me about this with the beard. We get that crazy. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. And we'll be right back with y'all.
Hey, what's going on? It's your host, Drake. Be Drake with Everything Culture. Just want to butt in real quick and ask for y'all support. Now, y'all know I greatly appreciate all the love that you're showing listening to the show, but I have to ask, could y'all please leave us a review? And if you don't know how to leave a review, don't worry. I got you. You can go to Apple Podcasts, find Everything Culture. Make sure to click on the name of the show. Scroll down to where you see ratings and reviews. Please hit that 5 stars or just leave your honest opinion. Then right under that, you can drop us a review. Leave a subject line, the catchier, the better. And just tell us how you feel. That goes a long way with supporting us. But let's say you don't have an iPhone. What should you do then? We got you with that too. You can go right over to Spotify, find Everything Culture again, and you just want to hit on the ellipses at the top right, and it will pop up where you can rate the show. They see? There you go. There you have it. Now make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube and anywhere else you may listen to Everything Culture. We greatly appreciate your support. We love y'all, and let's get back to the conversation. Let's get back to the show. Peace.
All right, we're back with the makings of Mike with Everything Culture. Mike D's cuts with Everything Culture, you feel me? And Mike, we got to get to the question.
All right, talk to me, man.
How do you define joy? Ooh.
Defining joy. First off, happiness, joy. You know, whatever you want to call it, comes from within. You got to have peace within. Know who you are.
Mm.
Right? Because if you don't know who you are, you're lost out here in this world.
Very deep, very deep.
So I think joy starts with finding and knowing who you are. So once you know who you are, you can love yourself and be happy with yourself.
Mm.
Right?
Very much so.
If you don't have that or you don't know who you are, you know, figure out how to get there. I think you can still have some forms of joy of external things. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know yourself, like people find joy like hiking or, you know, going on drives or, you know, listening to music or whatever it is, something that they do. You know, you might have joy working, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
True joy and happiness, I feel like, comes from within with knowing yourself, loving yourself, and also liking yourself, like all of that. And then... Mm. You just be.
Rock with that. Rock with that. Especially liking yourself. You know, mm-hmm. Some people that we
some
can
people
go,
don't like who they is.
Man.
So they put these masks on. Mm. And then that mask come off and you, ooh, mm. Who is this?
Mm.
And I ain't talking about makeup, ladies. I'm just saying in real life.
Somebody ain't ready for that word right there. Ain't ready.
You know?
So Mike.
Mm-hmm.
What privileges do you benefit from?
Ooh. Privileges I benefit from.
You know, we ask everybody these questions, you know, but especially just for you right here. For this moment, it's just for you.
I would say a privilege that I benefit from is from being a great person. So from being a great person, no, I'm just saying, so being a great person has afforded me to be able to go places and do things technically for free, or get into places for free, or, hey, that's my man right there, like, let him come to the front, or people just coming in and, you know, giving me free stuff, like, oh, happy birthday, here's this, or, you know, congratulations, here's this, or, shoot. Like what we doing right now. If I wasn't who I am, then you wouldn't be interviewing me. So that's where I would say being a great person has given me the privilege of access to things that some people wouldn't have access to.
Yeah, but you put that work in. It's not always easy being great. I can tell you that.
That's true. You know,
I'm kind of the same way. A little bit, you know, but I digress. Okay. So when it comes down to where we're at in life now, what you're dealing with, for everybody.
Right.
And what areas do you need to heal?
Areas of healing? Mm-hmm. I would say, personally, right now, I would say every area. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like once we stop growing, we're not in a good place. So, me personally, I'm trying to grow in every way, whether that's mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially. Like, I want to be great in all five areas, but just in all areas of life, I'm trying to be great, even with being a better giver, being a better listener, to being a better helper. You know what I'm saying? My goal is to become the best individual that I could become, the best man I could become, and the best person to the community that I could become. So I feel like I'm working on basically just everything.
It's crazy that you touched on community. And thank you for sharing once again. Mm-hmm. But who represents your community of support?
Who represents my community of support?
Yes.
In what ways?
Hey, who feel like you feel like, hey, this person or these people support me in whatever way? Who are those people?
I would say my family. You know, I would say my mom supports me, my dad supports me, my sister supports me. I got cousins that support me. Got uncles that support me. I would say you're definitely one of those people that support. So I would say cousins. I have my cousin Nick, my cousin Chris, my Uncle Anthony, my Uncle Wayne. I would say as friends, I would say you. I would say my boy DeMario. I would say Bailey's been a great support. Who else could I name off here off top? People are going to be mad, so everybody. If I didn't name you, it is what it is. But just off the top of my head, I would say, you know, my family. My boy DeMario, yourself, and my boy Troy. He's done a lot for me. Who else we got? Trey has done a lot for me as well. Troy's a writer for the Seattle Emerald. Trey is the owner of Jerk Shack. Just so you guys can know who those people good. Are. There's probably a few others, but yeah, everybody. But those are people that just come to my mind right now.
And if he missed saying your name, blame it on his mind, not his heart. His heart is in a good spot. He's thinking of you. It just didn't come to it, but it's all good. So once again, y'all are tuning in to The Makings of Mike D with Everything Culture Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in. So, Mike, When did you realize you were different?
Oh, man. That's a very good question. I've been different my whole life. Mm. No, literally. But no. I would say probably like first grade. You know, I think different. I move different. My moral standards, integrity, character is different. I would say probably first grade.
Take it back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, love it. Do you remember the exact moment, or you just
An exact moment?
It's cool if you don't.
I would say an exact moment would be talking to one of my clients one day about some stuff. He was going through some personal things, and I gave him a different outlook. Mm. So I'm very good with, you know, taking a dark situation and shining a light on it. You know what I'm saying? Or bringing it a positive. So was helping him with whatever he was going through at the time. And then he was like, I never thought about it like that. Mm. You know, you're giving me a completely different perspective. Like, where'd you get that from? Or how did your mind? Because I was like, I understand where you're at. But, you know, look at where the person you're having an issue with is coming from. Or look at this. Or if you hadn't have did that, this, look at this. Or if you did do that, this is what you got. Just being able to do the 360, like, full turnaround. Here's all your scenarios. So I would say that was, like, a big standout for me.
Wow. Okay. You're in the stretch right now. We have a few more questions.
Come on.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Let's run it.
Okay. So this question right here is a would you rather.
All right, talk to me.
All right. Would you rather go back in time and speak to your younger self, or would you rather your future self come and talk to you now?
I wouldn't change anything in my past, so I would say future self come talk to me.
Okay, rock with that. How do you relax?
All depending on what's going on. Not really, because sometimes therapy be real.
Yeah, hey.
It ain't just in the barber chair. Cats be calling.
We support it.
But I relax usually by... like on the drive home, putting on some R&B music. I'm that's real relaxing for me. Mm-hmm. But I'm a big movie person, so if I get to the crib, I ain't got no more work to do. I'm gonna eat dinner, put on a movie, or watch a TV show or something. But like, either music or a movie is relaxing to me.
Okay. Well, appreciate it. A little bit of music, a good movie or something. Mm-hmm. I feel that, and a good meal.
That's definitely relaxing. Okay. Hot meal, come on.
Okay, and then I'm saying, think of the meal. If you can have any meal at the snap of your fingers, and whoever could make it for you, what would be the meal, and who would make the meal?
Okay. Snap of my fingers, because I grew up without both of them at reach. I would say my grandmother on my mom's side, who's still living, or my grandmother on my dad's side, who is no longer here. But that breakfast with them homemade biscuits, bro, with that syrup, eggs, and you know what I mean? Hey, all day. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, it don't even matter.
Hey, we know you snap them fingers.
You know what I mean? Like, I would say either one of the grandmas, you know, if I could have both, that'd be great, but... Either one of the grandmas and whatever, you know, breakfast. Okay.
If you want them both, you can have them both. Yeah. This is the makings of Mike.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Okay, last few questions.
Mm-hmm.
Mike.
Talk to me.
How do you want people to remember you?
Dang, that's a very good question. I've been asking myself that a lot over the last couple of weeks.
Mm.
Especially with having to go to funerals and stuff.
Yeah.
How do I want people to remember me? I want them to say that Mike was a very giving person. He was always there when needed. He wasn't always perfect, but he gave his best. Even if I tried and failed, you know, he was there and he gave it his all. He helped the community. He helped whoever's up there talking. I helped as many people as possible. I helped change lives. I was a great person, a great listener, good talker, good advice person, someone that shined light everywhere he went. But somebody who also gave love, brought peace, calmness, to any situation, and, you know, great barber, of course. You know what I'm saying?
Doing it.
but somebody that really was a positive influence and a pillar of the community and was just a dope individual. Wow. And, you know, husband, father, all that good stuff too.
Amazing. Amazing. Love it, brother. Love it. Whew. What changes do you want to see in your culture?
The changes? I would say the biggest change is us working together as a people. Mm.
That unity.
Yeah, unity across the globe. You know, just we got black and brown skin. You know, let's all work together. Let's come together, create, build, work together, and flourish together.
Mm. Dope, 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 dope. Whew. How can we support you? How could Everything Culture, the people who's listening, the people who's watching, the people who support us support you as well?
Well, you're doing it right now. With this interview. Support me. If you come to the Seattle area or if you are from Seattle and you want to come and get an experience, you can look at all the packages that I provide here at the barbershop. But MikeDCuts.Booksy.com. That's the Booksy app. So you got that, but then you also have my product line for beards that I just launched about a week and a half ago. And that's MikeDsProducts.com. So if you want to get some products to help your beard be fresh, clean, and healthy, go check that out. But other than that, you can follow me on Instagram at Mike_D_cuts, spelled properly, you know, C-U-T-S. So you can follow me there and, you know, watch my journey as I grow into things. But if you see me out, just show some love. That's it. So that's support. I don't really require a lot.
Dope dude. Once again, great dude. Great individual. Man, so thankful for this. And as always, we got to ask, if you could see somebody else with Everything Culture, with the makings of them, who would you suggest?
Who would I suggest? Is this one person?
Oh, if you got more than one, this your thing.
Okay.
You know, if I start hollering at them, I'm going to have to tell them who sent me. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to say
I would like to see my boy DeMario Carter.
Okay.
With the makings of him.
Okay.
Great, dope individual. Great, dope spoken word artist, great educator for the kids. So I would like to see him on there. And then, you know, the person that's helping me do my thing with my social media, you know, Bailey. You know what I'm saying? She needs to be on the makings of her. So she's a little shy, but you know, it is what it is.
It's not hard, Bailey. We chilling. We having a good time. You know, you already hearing the questions. I'm going to switch them up. It's the same questions for everybody, usually.
The owner of Delphine Digitals.
Ooh.
You know, we're going to go ahead and just put that out there. Yeah.
Shout it out.
So you see my videos and stuff, that's who's doing it. Yeah.
Love it. And you just shared the very last question, and that was, if people are looking for you and you want to be found, how can they find you? So he's on IG. Mm-hmm. He's on Booksy. Mm-hmm. He has websites. He if you're looking for him, he ain't... Hard to find. You feel me?
Just like Dion.
Yeah. Make an appointment. Come on. But this has been an absolute pleasure. But Mike, you've done it. You did it. You completed the makings of you with Everything Culture Podcast.
Appreciate you, my brother.
How was it?
It was great. Oh. Thought it was going to be harder, but you know, it was a breeze. You know what I mean?
See, cool, because it's you. It's you. Know? Ain't nobody can tell nobody
you
else
about
you.
You made it easy, though. You know what I'm saying?
We chopping it up. But you got anything else you want to shout out or share before we hop off of this?
Nah. Right. I think that's it.
We did it. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. As always, we appreciate y'all for tapping in, tuning in. Appreciate y'all for listening, watching, and supporting, as always. I'm Drake with Everything Culture. This is Mike. Once again, y'all know what to do. Show love. And we'll talk to y'all later. Peace.
Peace.
Uh-oh, we did it, y'all.
If you already know Drake or you already been on Drake's TikTok or his lives or his Sunday Zooms, which will be once a month now. Did you know? Now you know. You know whose voice this is? It's Shan from She Gets It Pod. So while you're listening to Everything Culture with an A, not an I, check out She Gets It Pod. All right. I know I'm the one with the little boo me on there. That's me. All right. New season 22, giving y'all encouragement, motivation, and a real insight in the things that I think about on a daily, but I'm saying them out loud to y'all. So check me out on She Gets a Pod on your favorite podcast app, and also find me and the rest of my podcast on shambypodden.com. Now, I hope you're enjoying this show with Everything Culture. Hey, Drake, I'll let you have your mic back now. Bye.